Dressed in a pair of button-ups and matching khakis, Aaron Talbot and his longtime partner, Joel Adams, walk up the steps of Duval County Courthouse. They're headed to the clerk of court's office with a request they've been waiting some time to make.
We're going to walk in and say we'd like to apply for a marriage license and start the conversation that way.
The two have been together for about 11 years now. And in some states, they're technically married. They tied the knot in New York last October. But it's not recognized in Duval County due to a 2008 Florida amendment defining marriage as the union between a man and a woman. But today is a different day. It's the morning after a Monroe County Circuit judge ruled the state's ban on same-sex marriage to be unconstitutional. It's important to note here that the ruling only applies to Monroe County, and it'll have to be brought before the Third Circuit Court of Appeals in order to legalize same-sex marriage across the state. It's also being challenged by Attorney General Pam Bondi. But Adams says Thursday's decision was reason enough to motivate him and his partner to take a stand at the local level.
It's time to stop waiting for due process and equal protection of the law, and it's time for local and state leaders to stop saying no to love and marriage equality. It's very simple. It's time to start saying yes.
Standing in the clerk of court's office, it becomes clear that a yes will not happen for the two today.
Can't issue one if it's not in statute.
There's not even an application.
There's no application. Wow. Okay.
The woman at the desk, taking notice that a reporter is with the couple, calls over her manager. Clerk of court spokesman Charlie Broward soon also joins the group. He tells Adams and Talbot that granting the two a marriage license at this point would still go against the state laws. But he offers to take down their information to pass along to Circuit Court Clerk Ronnie Fussell.
I have no idea what his schedule looks like or when he might be able to or if he can, but again, he's always open to talk to people, especially about obviously a big issue right now. So
that'd be wonderful. What was your name?
Back on the steps of the courthouse, Talbot says the outcome was unfortunate, but expected.
We're not sure of our next steps from here. Hopefully other people can get involved. We can get more people to come down and ask for this, and maybe someone at the local level, whether that be someone we talked to today or someone we have yet to meet, will have some courage of their personal convictions, which we were obviously made aware of today, that we can have equality in Jacksonville. It'd be a nice start.
For now, the two, much like the rest of the state, will have their eyes on Monroe County. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.